"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. And you can listen to what you missed, all right? It's the podcast version of the radio show. It's the same thing. The L.A. County District Attorney's race is in the same place as yesterday. Gascon, about 22% of the vote. Nathan Hochman, about 17.5%. And John Adami in 13-plus. Really didn't move much. The votes counted went from 48% to 67%. Two-thirds of the vote has now been counted, and supposedly today between 4 and 5 o'clock, they'll have more votes counted and released to the public. But odds are things are going to stay as is. Let's talk now. We just played a news story from Fox 11, because in the Compton area in West Rancho Dominguez, there are lots and lots of RVs parked on residential streets. And all sorts of crazy people are living inside. The county supervisor, who just got reelected Tuesday with 66% of the vote, does not help anybody. According to one person, her office has not responded at all to any of us. They don't want RVs parked in their residential neighborhood. I don't know what our next step is. We have to do something, said this resident. We're not going to give up. Gee, you should have voted her out of office, but I guess not. Let's talk now to Reverend Chuck Esters, because there was a march this week in Rancho Dominguez to try to get some action about all the RVs. Chuck, are you there? Reverend?
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, as I mentioned, we just played the news story from Fox 11. Talk about, because since we're on the radio, what it looks like, what it feels like in these neighborhoods where you have hundreds of RVs parked.
Well, they were on the major streets like Broadway and San Pedro, but now they moved into residential areas. We started out with three or four. We're probably up to 15 on 148th Street. They do not have bathrooms, so they use the bathrooms and drainage ditches or behind buildings, behind houses. We have one that uses it for sort of a house of prostitution. We have another one that's selling dope out of it. And I think he's in such mental state, he also goes around and does graffiti on walls, and he's got a generator. Another one has a generator. Whoever is living across from them or next to them, they never go to sleep because there's just constant noise with the generator and people. It's just become a nightmare.
That would make you insane and terrified that these people are running around 24-hour noise and using using the neighborhood as a public toilet. Well, what's the deal with Holly Mitchell? She just got rewarded with another term on Tuesday. No response?
Well, I did talk to somebody in their office, but the county doesn't seem to have a plan together. You know, they push you to the sheriff push you to the public health department. There's just no unified effort. They think they've solved the problem by getting them off the major thoroughfares after business owners have complained, but they just shifted it into the neighborhood. So we're suffering the brunt of their decision. So they've got to come back and they've got to do something. I know there's some initiatives that are supposed to come through the county to address this, but we're neighborhood has been impacted severely, and they need to do something now.
You know, it simply should be against the law, not just in the business district, but on every street in the county, that you cannot park overnight in an RV unless you're visiting somebody and you get a permit to do it. And outside of that, it would be just absolutely zero tolerance. No, nobody can park overnight in an RV.
Exactly. I mean, but they don't tell you that. The sheriff department is just kind of washed its hands of it. So you don't have anybody to help you to enforce. But we do need an ordinance there of no overnight parking with RVs.
Yeah, and lots of towns do. I mean, most towns have a sign that says no parking, you know, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., for example. And it's enforced.
That's the next step for us to find out the ordinance process and then move forward with that.
How long has this been going on?
Within the past year, it's two, but in the last say 5-6 months, it's just going out of it's just grown exponentially.
Yeah, because, I mean, some areas in Holly Mitchell's district, they've had problems with hundreds of RVs going on for years and years. So, this is new because you said they chased them out of the business district.
They're chasing them out of the business district, and I believe there are just more people who are moving in them. My understanding, there are one or two people who are benefiting financially from this. They're selling these mobile homes. They're not even running when they sell the people. A tow truck brings them and drops them off.
Right. Yeah. They rent out the space.
Exactly. If you don't do anything with them, then they burn them up. So it's just a hazard all the way around.
It's just outrageous. It's perfectly legal for the county to pass an ordinance or a city to pass an order and say you can't park overnight, period, end of story, and you enforce it. You just send a patrol car out, you call the tow truck company, and they take it out to the desert, let it sit and rot. Well, all right, Chuck, we'll keep in touch. Let us know if you're not getting anywhere. We'll make more and more noise about this because you're not the only one affected in the county.
Well, we appreciate it. We really do, all that you do.
All right. Chuck Esters, Reverend Chuck Esters there in the West Rancho Dominguez area near Compton. Thanks for coming on. Now, here's the difference between Holly Mitchell, who's their classic do-nothing supervisor who gets reelected, who knows why. Nobody's paying attention. Now, I've always talked about Tracy Park on the West Side. She replaced Mike Bonin. And during Bonin's time, there was an encampment about a mile from my house on San Vicente Boulevard on the West Side. And it grew to about at least 50 people. You know, maybe more at its height. And we had everything. We had 3 deaths, including a couple of murders. People used to jump in front of my car. As I was driving home, you know, I'd get off the 405, I'd drive up San Vicente. Boulevard, and they would jump out of their tents, and they'd be standing in the middle of the street, half naked, swigging whiskey straight from the bottle.
They wanted to come into your comfy car.
They just wanted a ride.
Yeah, you have plenty of room.
Well, they're all wild-eyed, too. And they shout at you going by, and there was a stabbing there. There was one guy was run over by another guy, and his body was dragged down the street. I mean, it, just everything happened. Tracy, but you know who took care of that was the sheriff, Alex Villanueva. And I put up with no criticism of Sheriff Villanueva from all these progressive jackasses in the county. He said he was going to clean up encampments. He did. Cleaned up Venice. He cleaned up San Vicente Boulevard. Tracy Park cleans everything up. She responds. Because I've called in a few times. And I don't say, oh, I'm John from KFI. No, I call up as, you know, Anonymous Joe. And just to test to see if the average person gets this kind of treatment. And several times I've called and they said, yeah, we know about it. We're getting a lot of complaints. It's on the list. You know, within a week it'll be done. And it's done. I just called the other day because on San Vicente, in the middle of the median, they, not far from the old encampment, this is in front of the VA, this guy set up an apartment building practically. It was huge. It was the biggest single person. It looked like a multi-story tent, covered the entire median, which is a wide median there. And it was blocking your vision when you're trying to, they have a street that leads into San Vicente and you have to look left, cut across to the median, then look right, and then you can make a left turn.
I hate that area right there.
No, it's terrible. There. I usually avoid it, but I took it, and it's like, oh, my God, I can't see anything. You know, you can't make the turn because you can't see what's coming, and it's on a blind curve. And I called up Tracy Park's office. Guy answered the phone. And with Bonin, I got into arguments with Bonin's people. They would start telling me, well, we can't do this, you know, because of, you know, an ordinance or a Supreme Court or ruling or blah, 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 blah. It would be all this gas. And then they would tell me why I have to accept it. Or they would, one time they blamed Ronald Reagan. Because I remember screaming at them, Ronald Reagan's been dead for 20 years. Ronald Reagan is not the cause of the tent on San Vicente Boulevard. Or it was a collection of RVs in a city parking lot. Remember, they were blaming Reagan for that. I mean, these people are so freaking crazy. Tracy Park's office, the guy said, oh, it's going to be taken care of within the week. Simple. And, you know, I'm gonna check. I'll check today, driving home, see if they took care of it yet. But I know by Monday it'll be gone. That's your job. That's your job as a city council person or supervisor. You get complaints about illegal encampments, you get rid of them. You do the whole song and dance, give them outreach, give them an offer of this and that. You know they're going to be back on the street. Just make sure they're not on your street, not on my street, okay? Give them a ride out to the desert. A lot of room out there.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Kobelch Show on demand. I know most people just either have never heard the details, really, of what goes on in L.A. city government. And if they hear them, they don't believe them because they can't believe people are that incompetent or that devious. But they are. And what I'm telling you is most of the people who work in the homeless industry, whether they work for the government or they're in nonprofits, don't give a rat's ass about solving the homeless problem. They're in it for the money. And there's a lot of money floating around. There's literally billions of dollars in tax money. There's a lot of donation money. Feeble, wealthy people and feeble celebrities will donate to one nonprofit or another. A nonprofit has this like magical term, this magical image. Oh, it's a nonprofit. In other words, they're not dirty, greedy bastards. People at nonprofits make a lot of money. Homeless nonprofits, great money. $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 and more annual salaries for the major executive principals. It's a lot of money, and they use that money to lobby and bribe local politicians. The last thing they want is to fix homelessness, because if you did that, they'd be out of their $500,000 a year job. And they don't care because it's human nature. Human nature is not the way we want it to be, the way we're taught it should be. The way it is most people don't care about anyone outside themselves, their family and their friends, and not much else. Maybe their baseball or football team. That's it. Most people don't care about what's going on in the streets. They'll pay almost any price to get rid of it, and they assume that those in government are doing the right thing. Well, they're not doing the right thing. They're making obscene amounts of money. And there's so much money is that those in the homeless industry will fight to a bloody death to keep the funding coming in and to keep the homeless out on the streets. Because as long as they're on the streets, then these nonprofits are needed. And as long as they're needed, they make the big money. And what leaked out to the LA Times was some kind of report that says the anti-camping ordinance in LA is not working. You may have heard of this. It's called Municipal Code 41.18. And this is the code that started out to keep homeless encampments from within 500 feet of schools or daycare centers. Now, when that was announced, homeless advocates, people who work for these corrupt nonprofit homeless organizations, they shut down council meetings, screaming every time the law was to be considered. And they did that as a tactic to try to derail the legislation so they could continue sucking the money out of the pipeline. Now they have the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, which is the corrupt government agency that feeds these homeless nonprofits their money, has prepared a report claiming that only a small fraction of homeless people who get relocated from encampments have obtained permanent housing, and that hundreds of people have simply moved back. Sometimes these encampments are bigger than ever before. Well, this report would cause a big sensation. But a lot of those on the inside said, well, no, that's not true. It's a lie. It's a fake report in order to get Ordinance 4118 repealed under the guise of it's not working. So you see what's going on here? You can't even get the homeless encampments 500 feet away from a school. You get loud protests. You get fake reports saying, well, it's not working. It's easy to make it work. If you designate an area as a no encampment zone, you just have the police enforce that. You just drive by several times a day, and if there's one freaking tent there, it's gone. Put the homeless guy in the back of the police car, throw his tent in the dumpster, and say, okay, buddy, we'll take you to the desert. Instead, you have this lengthy report over whether there's any truth to the study. How could it not work? If you have the police come and enforce the law, it's going to work. So if there is any truth and the homeless people are just coming back, it's because the city and the police department is choosing not to enforce the law. It is not hard to keep homeless people off land adjacent to a school. The police have the guns. They have the capability of physical force. The homeless people have nothing but their meth pipes. So the police are going to win any confrontation. And if there is a confrontation, well, there has to be a confrontation. If they're resisting arrest, resisting police instruction, you've actually committed a misdemeanor. And you should be handcuffed and taken into custody. You do that enough, they're not going to encamp near your kid's school anymore. They can do it. They just refuse not to. They refuse to do it because they have this weird ideology about letting the homeless run free. So now you have all these homeless people and the council people arguing over the validity of this report. It doesn't matter. I'm sure the report's filled with lies. I'm sure it's written in order to create a certain story to get the repeal of Ordinance 4118. It just should be standard policy. Nobody sleeps in the streets. and certainly nobody near schools and senior centers, freeway overpasses, homeless shelters, daycare centers. That should be an absolute. It's like we were talking about with the Reverend a few minutes ago. You just can't park your RV overnight on a city street. That's all. No parking, 2 to 6 a.m. RVs. Can't do it. You do it, then you get towed. Then you got to pay, you know, $10,000 to get it out. Oh, you can't afford it? Next time, don't park there. Simply enforce the law the way it was enforced when we were all kids. When we were growing up, we didn't have these problems because the police enforced the law and the mayor and the city council wrote the law and insisted the police do their job. It's not complicated. You don't need, 2,000-page studies.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up, dating apps are falling out of favor. It turns out that the companies that own the dating apps have been intentionally rigging them so you never find anyone, but you never get off. They get you addicted. They play with your brain. This is what Facebook and Instagram have been doing for years. And eventually the dating apps figured out how to do it so that you'd be spending a lot of time swiping and swiping, never getting anywhere, but you could never stop. That is the one day when the history tells the true story of the internet era and social media and dating apps, it was all about hacking your brain to cause a chemical release of dopamine to keep you addicted to staring at your screen and scrolling to know it will never end. That was the point. Never let the experience end. And they were very successful at it. All right. Now we're going to talk about, because all the progressive writers around the country are in shock. And I'll give you a headline. This is from Politico. Big blue cities are embracing conservative anti-crime measures. Here's why. And there's some version of this story in almost any major media outlet, okay? And apparently it's conservative to enforce the law. It's not the normal way of living that we all lived under for decades, right? Which is how I look at it. It's simply obvious. You arrest bad guys and you put them away. Now it's considered conservative. And so that's supposed to have some kind of stigma to it. It's supposed to be something that's something perverse, something unseemly. Well, Politico went through the list. In San Francisco, told you about this yesterday, passed a resolution, a referendum, mandatory drug screenings if you're on welfare. You have to pass the drug test. If you don't, if you're actually addicted to drugs, you have to go to treatment. No treatment, no welfare. How about that? In Washington, D.C., they passed a crime package that will keep more people in jail while awaiting trial. Not so many people are going to be let out on bail. And this one was a big deal. In New York City, well, in New York State, the governor has sent in the National Guard to the subway system in New York City. Governor Hochul, Kathy Hochul, announced yesterday that the National Guard will go to the New York City subway system so the police can conduct random searches of subway riders' bags to look for weapons because there were so many crimes on the subways. How about that? See, years ago, they used to have stop and frisk laws, stop and frisk policies in New York City where police could frisk suspicious-looking people on the streets looking for guns. And then that was declared a bad thing to do. Well, now they're sitting in the National Guard. She's going to send 750 members to help the New York Police Department with bag checks. And she says for people who are thinking about bringing a gun or knife on the subway, this should create a deterrent effect to get you to think it may not be worth it. Because the mayor, the governor, said they're going to be checking my bags. This is a huge change of heart because New York is as crazy, stupid, progressive as California is. She's also going to send 250 state troopers, police officers from the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. But that, you see, that's considered conservative to frisk criminals for guns and knives before they get on the subway. That's not just the normal thing that any civilized society should do. Let me see what else. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Oregon. Oregon decriminalized hard drugs. You could take meth, fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, anything you want on the streets in Oregon, especially in Portland, this happened. And all they ended up was bodies laying all over the streets. Hundreds and hundreds, thousands of bodies on the streets. People whacked out, wiped out on fentanyl and meth and heroin and all the rest. Because it was no longer a crime. If you were caught, you got a $100 ticket. But if you dialed a phone number, some 800 number, it was some helpline, you wouldn't have to pay the ticket. And even if you didn't dial the, and I, by the way, I'm not making that up. All you had to do was dial the helpline. But even if you didn't, there was no enforcement. They never came after you for the $100. So in reality, there was zero consequences to ingest or sell or possess even the hardest drugs. And somebody I know went up to Portland within the last few months and was just shocked. Somebody who likes Oregon and was absolutely shocked. They have an interview in the, what is this? The Wall Street Journal. Dacia Graber. She's a firefighter and a paramedic. And she says she sees fentanyl addicts stumbling around like zombies. They're collapsed in the fetal position. She watched a young addict die with his two-year-old daughter curled up on his chest. And everything went to hell after voters in the state. It was not just woke, idiot politicians. Progressive voters decided to decriminalize the possession of all drugs. It was the only state in the nation to allow people to freely use drugs from heroin to cocaine to fentanyl. Now, what did they think was going to happen? Like, let's say this out loud. I have an idea. Let's decriminalize every drug out there. No penalties. You can take as much meth, as much fentanyl, as much heroin, as much cocaine as you want. What do you think is going to happen? No jail, no prison, no forced treatment, not even a scolding. Nothing. No fine. What did they think was going to happen? And now, 3 years later, it's like, oh my God, look at all the people in the street. Especially the fentanyl zombies and the meth people. Those are the ones who are really aggressive and violent. And I'm just trying to understand human nature. Because, you know, we lived our lives and nobody ever suggested this, right? Some cities had some tolerance for certain kinds of drugs. Nobody was going to make a ruckus over smoking pot anymore, that sort of thing. But meth and fentanyl, where you frequently die from it, now you have a downtown Portland district that has been destroyed. Nobody wants to go shopping. Nobody wants to go to a restaurant there. I saw a poll that like 75% of people who live in the Portland metro area don't want to go to downtown at night. Why? Because who wants to see bodies twitching, people foaming at the mouth, people screaming in your face? Nobody wants to do that. Going back to the Dacia Graber, the firefighter paramedic, she's a Democratic member of the state house. And she voted to recriminalize drugs. She says, I've worked so many overdoses. I came into this building 2 weeks ago knowing we had to do something because the status quo is not working. This thing passed in 2020 with 58% support. They thought, believe it or not, that decriminalizing would mean fewer nonviolent drug addicts in prison and more in treatment. No, people don't go to treatment. They like being on drugs. You know, if you're not a drug addict, too many people get into this scolding mode. People on drugs like the feeling of being on drugs. They do. You get in a nice heroin haze. You're all like jacked up and crazed on cocaine. You're full of life and confidence. They expanded addiction services. They spent the tax money. It wasn't one of these cases where they did not set up addiction centers, that they didn't get the tax money. They got the tax money. They spent it. They opened the addiction centers. None of the addicts wanted to come. Since now there was no consequence, they wanted to keep getting stoned high. They wanted to stay in their fentanyl haze. They wanted that meth insanity. They enjoyed it, made them feel good. That's why people take drugs. It makes them feel better. Makes them feel good. And once you get addicted, you have to take it because the withdrawal is so painful and so uncomfortable. So of course they did. This is just a great experiment, isn't it? Can you believe this? They actually thought good things would happen. No, they'll just voluntarily come in for treatment. There's a reason this stuff has been illegal since the beginning of time. Human beings can't handle these kind of chemicals, especially the chemicals we have now. These are chemical formulations that never existed before. All right, coming up. Were you ever on a dating app?
No.
Doesn't it seem like a form of hell?
Well, but it is really hard to meet people these days. So I think that for youngins,
it is hell.
You just go up to people and say, hi, how are you?
But the girls got their guard up now these days, John.
Why?
Because there's a bunch of creeps in the world.
There are always creeps in the world. All guys are creeps.
Yeah, there's more now.
There's more now?
Yeah.
Well, they're just online.
No, I'm talking about in person. It's harder to pick up a girl in person.
There were always creeps at bars.
I'm telling you now, it is harder to pick up a girl in person than it was when you guys were dating. Hmm. That's from experience.
And a lot of failure, I guess.
Eric, yes. I'm sorry.
Hey, nothing to be sorry about.
Turns out a lot of the dating sites, the dating apps, were structured like Facebook and Instagram to get you addicted to the swiping without giving you a reward. And there's a lot of scammers online now. And a lot of people who want to hurt you online. We'll tell you about it from a San Francisco Gates story next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 3 o'clock, all right, did Gavin Newsom take $164,000 from a business owner named Greg Flynn? Flynn owns a lot of food franchises, such as Panera Bread. And Panera Bread got this interesting exemption in the minimum wage bill. They don't have to pay their employees $20 an hour, as I understand it, because they bake bread and sell loaves of bread at the restaurant. And I've seen the wording, and that's what it seems like. They got this incredible break. Longtime friend and business associate of Gavin Newsom. Newsom has acted strangely, at first saying, well, that's just the sausage making of the legislature, then claimed absolutely did not happen. It's not true, but I saw my own eyes, unless I'm misreading it. Well, Assembly Republican James Gallagher, he and the Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones have sent a letter to Newsom. They want records about the origin and negotiation process of the alleged bakery exemption to the minimum wage law for fast food workers. They're calling it Panera-gate. And Newsom has acted so squirrely that I think there's something to this, but we'll see. Now, didn't realize we were going to press Eric's button here.
Just a bit.
Just the trauma he's had with dating apps. This story was in sfgate.com. And it was a story about how some people are getting back into speed dating, you know, going to a local bar and doing speed dating. And I guess you jump from table to table and you have a few minutes and you get to know each other. And at the end of the night, see if you've made any friends or you have any interest. Well, here's why people are showing up at these. This was a craze about 20 years ago, pre-dating apps, because there's a surge of scams. People are, I guess, meeting some of these alleged dates. And they're out to steal money from you, I guess, to manipulate you. There's a lot of AI generated profiles there. So you're trying to contact imaginary people. I can't imagine how this works. A lot of people are getting harassed. 40% of users have encountered a scam on a dating app. 40%. 20% have fallen for one. There's now a class action lawsuit against the company that owns Tinder, Hinge, and The League, claims that the company chases profits at the expense of the daters. Well, there's a shock. Deliberately keeping users swiping rather than helping them find romance. They allege that the company has built addictive features which compel them to pay for upgrades. Nobody understands what the matching algorithms are, but the features prevent users from ever reaching their relationship goals. Have you noticed this, Eric?
Oh, yeah. So like on Hinge, for instance, there's a like feature where you can like somebody's profile, and hopefully the idea is the other person, once they get the message that somebody has liked them, if they're interested in them, you can like them and then you match.
Right.
And then you can start conversing. There's also a feature on Hinge called Standouts, where Hinge will, through AI generation, I'm guessing, compile a list of girls for me, for instance, and it'll highlight their profiles, and I can send the girl a rose, mm-hmm. a digital rose instead of
a like.
And you have to pay for it. Like, you get one free rose a week. And then if you want to send more roses to more girls, you have to pay for more roses.
Look, I realize I'm talking from another generation.
No, that's fine. This is what I'm here for.
I know that if you give, you know, if you know a woman, she likes you, you give them a flower, it really has an effect on them.
Yes.
A rose, you could just a tangential effect, right?
Yes.
Not tangential, not just an obvious effect. Tangible effect. That's the word I was looking for, a tangible effect. I can't imagine sending really what amounts to an emoji is going to have the same effect. I mean, emojis are cheap.
Well, it's the endorphins like Deborah getting a like.
Has that worn off yet, Deborah?
Yes, I don't care about likes anymore.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe the first time you get a rose, but, you know, a real rose that's soft and smells, has a nice fragrance to it, something like, you can hold.
But Eric is saying that you have to pay for the roses, right?
Well, right. So you get one free rose a week that you can choose on a girl that maybe stands out the most to you that week. But if you want to send out more roses during that week, once you've used that one rose, you have to pay for more roses. And that's how Hinge and Tinder.
But what I'm saying is it's not going to have an effect on a girl because an emoji rose is not like having a real rose.
No, but I could see. But the reason I brought that up is because since the guys have to pay for after the first rose a week, some ladies may say, oh, wow, I know he has to pay for this. You know, he must really like
me. Well, right. It's like the girl sees she's getting a rose. That tells the girl, oh, this guy is really interested.
Boy, you're an easy mark if you'd fall for an electronic rose.
I would.
It's like, geez, wow.
The real thing.
Well, they got to get to be in person to get to the real thing, and they got to meet on an app first. So I guess virtual rose is where you start. No, you don't have to, but
I mean, really, do you know for thousands of years people got together and they mated and they created lots of kids? There were lots of marriages and happy lives, and there wasn't screens. You can do this. We're capable of it. Our biology demands us to do this. You know, men are designed to walk in a room and they seem anybody who's attractive to them, they'll figure out a way to converse. What do you mean,
You just act like all men are cavemen.
Well, we are.
A lot of us are.
Yeah.
It's just so unattractive.
Cave women used to like it.
Well, that was a long, long time ago.
It's the impulse. And I know we're supposed to disguise our impulse.
Yes.
And some of us disguise it better than others.
And when you say mate, Eric, are you looking to go mate with someone?
Sure, at some point, that's kind of the point.
That word.
But that's why men have the reaction they do. Men don't walk around stimulated for any other reason than to mate. I'm talking about biologically.
John, don't we have to do news now?
No, we can go another minute. That's why we're here. We're here. That's our purpose, is to mate.
I thought you evolved from that. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
We pretend that we've evolved. Okay. All right. We pretend that we're civilized.
Sorry, I'm so ignorant on that.
Well, I had no idea that you were, it was so easy to get to you, though. Electronic rose.
No, I said I prefer the real thing. I was explaining why others may like that.
Put up a little resistance. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.